Republicans Defeated by Eric Holder's Nationwide Gerrymandering Plot. By Wendell Hasebo on February 5, 2022. Former President Barack Obama's one-time Attorney General, Eric Holder, has successfully thwarted Republican state lawmakers' redistricting methods throughout the nation by aggressively gerrymandering House districts via the court system. Holder's success is a result of his pseudo-blue strategy, which he implemented after Obama was destroyed in the 2010 redistricting cycle, The Wall Street Journal reported. Developing the plan under the National Democratic Redistricting Committee he created, Holder was reportedly influential in causing Republican legislatures to be less aggressive. Holder has reportedly been aggressively using the court system to produce state maps that are gerrymandered, all the while accusing Republicans of gerrymandering their way to victory. Any number of state and federal judges intervened and redrew maps to favor Democrats. The result is that some state Republican parties are pulling their punches. Tired of getting dragged into drawn-out litigation, sick of being branded Jim Crow, and wary courts might choose to impose their own maps, many GOP state lawmakers this round chose to focus on shoring up their own districts, rather than pushing into Democratic territory. That didn't stop Democrats from litigating those maps anyway, as well as more aggressive GOP products, pulling courts into fights in North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and even Alabama. In the coming months, approximately 75 congressional districts in roughly 7 states will be finalized in courtrooms around the nation as a result of the Democrats' litigious game plan, Politico reported. Taken together, the court interventions have eased Democratic fears about redistricting as they sweat over a tough midterm political environment, Politico acknowledged. So far, the decisions have validated the party's state-by-state legal strategy and, critically, offered a surprising reprieve from several Republican gerrymandering attempts before a single election could be held under the new lines. The chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, told Politico he gives the credit to Holder's National Democratic Redistricting Committee. Look at the teamwork on the part of the DCCC, the National Democratic Redistricting Committee under Eric Holder's leadership, and a lot of our allies and partners. This has been a team effort and we're in decent shape. We're not taking anything for granted, but we're doing a hell of a lot better than I thought we would. Adam Kincaid, executive director of the National Republican Redistricting Trust, the opposition to Holder's litigious approach, told the publication that Republicans have slacked on electing and appointing judges who apply the law as written instead of creating new law. Republicans need to take state Supreme Court races seriously, Kincaid said. We need conservative judges who will actually apply the laws as written versus these liberal judges who will just create new law. There's no precedent for what's happening in several of these states. Meanwhile, as states are bracing for decisions from the courts, Governor Ron DeSantis, R., asked for a preemptive ruling on his proposed redistricting map to presumably circumvent Democrat lawsuits. DeSantis did so after the Republican-controlled legislature, led by Establishment House Speaker Chris Sprouls, R., and President of the Florida Senate, Wilton Simpson, R., was hesitant to enact DeSantis's map. I think we are going to be able to get to a good spot and have a good product, DeSantis said during Tuesday's press conference about his request to the court. We've got to get a couple of legal issues squared away. After taking loss after loss in recent weeks in New York, Alabama, and Pennsylvania, the GOP is counting on Florida to pick up the slack. David Wasserman, senior editor of the Cook Political Report, suggested Thursday. According to Wasserman, Democrats have taken a 2-3 seat advantage in the redistricting battle where Republicans were expected to dominate. The establishment media have taken notice how weirdly well Democrats are performing in nationwide redistricting battles. According to at least one analyst, there is actually an outside chance that the final map will be tilted, ever so slightly, in the Democrats' favor, the New York Magazine reported in December. Republicans, however, still have the momentum to overturn Representative Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, 5-seat majority in the House. President Joe Biden's approval rating is pegged at 33%. And 29 House Democrats have announced they are not running for re-election. The retirements will hurt Pelosi's chances of retaining the House because of the incumbent advantage. If Republicans are able to retake the House and Senate, the GOP will have an opportunity to fire Dr. Anthony Fauci, ban lawmakers from trading stocks, break up big tech, and impeach Biden. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and get @WendellHussebo.